Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims. Today on the show, we play music from the just-announced nominees for the 2014 Billboard Music Awards. We also find out about the lives of stay-at-home moms. But first, we hear about a NASA program that connects American students with astronauts in space. Some students in California got a rare chance to speak with astronauts in space through a recent video link. The event was part of an effort by the U.S. Space Agency, NASA, to excite young people about science.
Station, this is Houston. Are you ready for the event?
And we are ready for the event.
Hundreds of college and high school students gathered at California State University, Los Angeles, for the NASA video link with the International Space Station.
Cal State, Los Angeles, this is Mission Control, Houston. Please call station for a voice check.
Station, this is Dean Emily Allen of Cal State, Los Angeles. How do you hear me?
At the other end of the link were three astronauts floating almost 400 kilometers above the Earth. The students learned about the professional paths that led Americans Rick Mastracchio and Mike Hopkins and Japan's Koichi Wakata into space. Engineering student Maria Mungia asked astronaut Mastracchio the first question.
How did you overcome your greatest obstacle on the road to becoming an astronaut?
I went and got a master's degree, got a job as an engineer, and eventually applied as an astronaut. So I think my interest in space and science and my abilities in mathematics had a direct relationship on how I ended up here.
Students asked a wide mix of questions. The three astronauts talked about their long work days, phone calls home, and exercise in the evening. It is all done in a weightless environment. Rick Mastracchio says that often makes impossible things easy, and easy things difficult. Astronaut Mike Hopkins turned head over heels to demonstrate. Engineering student Jeremy Blair says he learned about the astronauts by observing how they behaved with each other.
To me, it looked like they were all friends. You know, every time they started laughing, they looked back at each other and they laughed with each other about the jokes. So, I mean, that's kind of, I never really thought about how harmonious the crew was up there.
Student Virginia Mejia learned something else. To keep trying.
You know, never stop dreaming, never. Because like even they said, I applied 4 times, 9 times, you know, in a period of like 9 years, 12 years, it's like, wow, you know, they never gave up.
NASA educator Becky Camus says one question comes up with every video link at schools around the country.
They always ask questions about what does it take to become you? And I think the answer is, you know, it takes passion and dedication, and every single one of these students is capable of that.
11 graduates of the California State University system have gone on to become NASA astronauts. A 12th might be among the students of the current graduating class. Making decisions about the best way to raise children is not easy. For many American families, finding a balance between work and childcare can be difficult. If parents have enough finances, one might choose to raise their children at home while the other works to support the family. The caregivers are called stay-at-home moms or dads. A listener asked a question about stay-at-home moms in America. Faith Lapidus spoke to two women about their decisions on work and parenthood.
Mama, I care.
Sandy Angulo Chen is raising her 3 children in Silver Spring, Maryland. Before she decided to stay home, she had a full-time job in New York City. But she is not a traditional stay-at-home mom. She works from home as an entertainment writer and operates a blog with other mothers in the Washington, D.C. area. Sandy Angulo Chen may not go to an office for work every day, but she says she is busier than ever.
I think that a lot of people don't even recognize that it is incredibly hard to be at home and that there is so much that goes on with keeping your kids' schedules going and having sort of that master schedule for your whole family in a way that even your partner doesn't have.
The Census Bureau estimates there were 5 million stay-at-home moms in the United States last year. The number of stay-at-home fathers has tripled in the past 10 years. The economic recession in 2008 has also affected many parents. Rachel Mehta is a stay-at-home mom in Berkeley Heights, New Jersey. She decided to stay at home a few years ago after she lost her job in advertising. But now that her two daughters are getting older and the economy is recovering, she hopes to start looking for work.
I want to show my daughters as well that I'm a contributor and I'm working and I have a career, and that's important to me as well.
Rachel Mehta has major responsibilities at home beyond just caring for her children. Her husband travels often, so she takes care of their household and finances too. For Sandy Angulo Chen, caring for her children and meeting work deadlines at the same time is difficult. Above all, she says, being a stay-at-home mom can be rewarding, but it is not easy.
So the idea that women who are home are doing nothing is really insulting and offensive, because that has not been my experience. It is not like you're just vacationing and going to the spa.
Billboard Magazine has announced its nominees for the 2014 Billboard Music Awards. The group Imagine Dragons and new pop star Lorde lead all other artists in number of nominations. Christopher Cruz has more on the nominees and their music.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals. I'm breaking in, shaping up, then checking out on the prison bus.
Is Imagine Dragons with Radioactive. They are nominated for 12 awards, including Top Artist and Top Duo or Group. And Radioactive is up for the Top Hot 100 Song Award. So is this song, Wrecking Ball, from pop singer Miley Cyrus.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Wrecking Ball also competes with Royals, a song from Lorde. The singer from New Zealand also received 12 nominations. The award for Top New Artist is among them.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy.
but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal.
Royals.
It's a one in our blood. That kind of love's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
Beyoncé is the only female artist represented in the nominations for Top Billboard 200 Artist. The Top 200 chart represents album sales. Beyoncé released a self-titled album in December that has sold almost 2 million copies in the United States alone. XO was one of the album's hit songs.
Your heart is glowing, and I'm crashing into you. Baby, kiss me before they turn the lights out. Before they turn the lights out.
Beyoncé, Lorde, and Miley Cyrus are all up for the Top Female Artist Award, as are Katy Perry and Rihanna. Top Male Artist nominees are country singer Luke Bryan, rapper Eminem, and pop singers Drake and Justin Timberlake. 28-year-old Hawaiian musician Bruno Mars is also on the list.
Same bed, but it feels just a little bit bigger now. Our song on the radio, but it don't sound the same. When our friends talk about you, all it does is just tear me down. 'Cause my heart breaks a little when I hear your name. It all just sounds like ooh, ooh. Too young, too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers and held your hand. Should have gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party, 'cause all you want she's dancing with another man.
The Billboard Music Awards will be held May 18th in Las Vegas, Nevada. We leave you with a performance by one of the nominees for Billboard Magazine's Top R&B Artist, Rihanna.
All along it was a fever.
Sims. Our program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Join us again next week for American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.
Tell me now, tell me now, tell me now, you know.